This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Cedarside. Cedarside's original 100% organic insect spray kills bed bugs, mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, mites, scorpions, roaches, and more, but is completely safe for your home, pets, and family. Go to cedarside.com, use coupon code Hoffman at checkout for free shipping, or call 800-842-1464 and mention you heard it here. Welcome to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this month is part of a series of programs looking at innovative supplements, not your usual supplements, because we're not talking about the ABCs and familiar minerals in the supplement repertoire. We're talking about supplements that are new and innovative and perhaps a little less recognized than mainstream supplements. We're going to talk to John Casey, who is known to me for many years. I initially met him during the beginning of my medical career. We were going to work together to formulate supplements for the Hoffman Center way back in the 1980s, but instead we parted friends, and he ended up working for Dr. Robert Atkins, developing the Atkins complementary formulations. He's part of the startup team that developed that very, very successful line, which ultimately sold for $700 million in 2003. He was a consultant and nutritionist to Dr. Atkins. He has extensive field in medical marketing, medical services, sales and development of nutraceuticals. But his most distinguished accomplishment, in my mind, is developing a product called NT Factor, as part of a company called Nutritional Therapeutics. And he formed NTI, Nutritional Therapeutics, Inc., for the purpose of researching, formulating, and creating markets for science-based nutraceuticals. And he secured leading research institutions, including the Henry Ford Hospital of Michigan and UCLA of California, as research partners. And as a result, he has formulated and provided scientific substantiation for the benefits of NT Factor and developed a wide variety of products incorporating that ingredient. So today we're going to talk about that. John, it's a pleasure having you on Intelligent Medicine.
Hello, Dr. Hoffman. Thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure. You know, I'll share with you, you know, as a prelude to this, let me share with you the way that I came to know about NT Factor. It's a story that's well familiar to you, but perhaps my audience hasn't heard it. Is I believe, you know, must you can correct me if I'm wrong, but when did you actually introduce that product? Was it in the early 1990s or mid 1990s?
Well, I formulated Nutritional Therapeutics for the purpose of further researching what had been a conceptual idea up until that moment in time. And it was really formed for the purpose of researching and developing markets for NT Factor. NT Factor is technically an ingredient, but it's more than an ingredient because it's ubiquitous to all types of products and foods. Mm-hmm. So we had known each other prior to that. I had known you when you were on WEBD going back in the 1980s. I thought you did the finest show in New York at that time. So we go back a long way.
Well, thank you very much. So what ended up happening is, you know, first you approached me and you said, look, I've got this product. You know, you gave me the scientific information and the information was very, very impressive. And, you know, I recall I said to you, look, you know, this is great, but I've got to, you know, I have to see where the rubber meets the road. I have to see, notwithstanding that the science behind this is exciting and the biological rationale for how it works makes a lot of sense. I have to see that it really indeed works with patients. And I said, so can you give me some samples? And I'd like to try it out on some patients. And you were very forthcoming. You sent me a whole box of samples, and I proceeded to try it out. And the first patient that I tried it out on, and this was really the acid test for a product of this kind, was a very advanced lung cancer patient who came to see me. And you'll recall the story. The guy came in and he looked ashen, and he had undergone chemotherapy. He was extremely debilitated. He barely talked during the whole visit, and he was there with his family. And frankly, the whole visit was a little bit like a dirge. You know, it was kind of like extreme unction, like the very like a last desperate attempt to get this guy to feel better. And, you know, I didn't have a lot of confidence in what we had to offer him at the time. But I remembered that I had these samples of NT factor. And I said, here, try these. I know you can't swallow a lot of things because you're nauseous from the chemotherapy. But very least, try Propax with NT factor. You know, if you're going to if you're not going to take anything else, just take this. And I sent him out, you know, on a wing and a prayer without a great hope for his prognosis. And I set up a follow-up visit for 3 weeks later. And I actually kind of suspected that he might not return. I wasn't even sure he was going to survive the 3 weeks. Well, he comes back 3 weeks later with his family in tow, his sons and his wife. And he walked in the office and he was completely transformed. He had color in his face. He was smiling. He was talking. And I said, well, what's going on? I mean, obviously, your dad's taken a turn for the better. And they all chuckled and said, Dad's really been on a tear. I said, what do you mean? He said, well, Dad has felt so good since taking whatever it was that you gave him that he was a home carpenter, amateur carpenter by profession. And they said, well, he's working on building a deck for the house. and I said, that really is remarkable. So that really got my attention, that there's something about NT factor that in debilitated individuals, and you know, certainly I'm not a debilitated individual. I take NT factor every day. But there's something about this that really works from an energy standpoint. So you know, obviously, you know, you're not that surprised because you target this product specifically to patients who are fatigued or patients sometimes undergoing chemotherapy. What is NT factor? Why is it so effective in that regard?
Well, we target it to people who are fatigued or people who just want more energy naturally. Since that day, and I recall that meeting so well, since that time, I have conducted research at UCLA, Mount Sinai, Henry Ford, and a host of other places, and we know exactly how it works today, which we didn't back then. Back then, we had built NT factor around ideas that we saw were successful, such as macrobiotic diets and other things of the sort. And all we were trying to do was to make a delivery system that would help multivitamins and other things work. And we had stumbled onto something that was really fantastic. And so in 93, we set out to develop NTI and market NT factor. And the product you had given that patient was Propax with NT factor, and that's essentially a multivitamin using NT factor, an ingredient, but it's also the base and also the delivery system for the vitamins. And by delivery system, I mean something that will enhance the absorption of the vitamins. And so we had done clinical trials at UCLA and Institute of Molecular Medicine in California on severely fatigued patients and also chemotherapy patients. And we showed that this multivitamin Propax could dramatically improve the quality of life for cancer patients. And also, separately, patients with any type of fatigue. This wasn't something that we were looking to treat these diseases with. We were simply trying to optimize their health and vitality. And so what NT factor is it's a blend of membrane-matching phosphoglycolipids, and what those are is highly specialized fats. And we blended that with complex carbohydrates that had the ability to block the digestion of the blend of phosphoglycolipids in the stomach. And in doing so, it allowed it to be readily absorbed as we had put it together. And it's not a blend that's found in nature. It's a blend that we put together of these highly specialized fats. And essentially, they are membrane matching. And so what we do for people is we, as people get sick and diseased and old and tired, the membranes in their bodies degrade, and that means the membranes around their cells and also organelles, which are structures inside of the cell that are really important for the quality of life. And we developed a way to provide from the diet a strategy whereby we could repair and revitalize those membranes. And in doing so, it restarted the normal energy processes, or caused them to restarted them, really, is the right word. Because when you get tired and old, and particularly the example that you give, that's an individual who has really lost the ability to produce energy for himself. And by providing this membrane matching therapy, we were able to restore that energy. And in doing so, many other things happen that give back vitality and energy to a person's life.
So help us a little bit with some basic biology. You know, you talk about membranes and lipid replacement therapy. And, you know, I think a lot of people got some basic rudimentary high school biology, and they tend to think of the cell as, you know, something like a bunch of, you know, organelles and a bunch of fluid that's contained in sort of a baggie, like a plastic bag. And that's the they call it the cell wall. Like that it's a wall, that somehow it's just not, you know, it's just basically an enclosure. But
well,
actually,
the
membrane is a complex organ in itself, isn't it?
It is. And the membrane, to look at the cell, a nice analogy is to look at the cell as a house, as a shell around something whereby all the functions of life occur. And that shell, like many of the structures inside the cell, is a membrane, and a membrane is a is made up of a bilayer, two layers of specialized fats, particularly phospholipids and glycolipids. And glycolipids are a fancy name for detergents, but that's what these are. They're phosphoglycolipids, and they make up the envelope that is the cell membrane, And then inside the cell, there's many other smaller structures, especially mitochondria, but also the nucleus of the cell, and they're all called organelles, meaning like little organs, and they're also membrane encased, and they're encased in the same type of membrane that is the cell membrane, and so they all have this layer of twin layer of phosphoglycolipids. Now, as people look at this, they say, well, isn't a heart cell different from a liver cell, et cetera? And they are different because they'll contain different proteins and different carbohydrates that are peculiar to that particular cell line. But they all contain the same, what is universal to all the cells of the body and universal to all animals, is they contain this bilayer of highly specialized phosphoglycolipids, highly specialized fats. And these fats also exist in a state of relative equilibrium to each other. So, in other words, if you take away the fats from one cell membrane of a heart cell, the body's going to work to take fats from a liver cell, just for example, and try to equalize them in concentration of the membranes. So what we did is we found a way to provide membrane matching blend of phosphoglycolipids, and we found a way to get them into the cell, whereby the gastrointestinal cells, whereby they would then distribute themselves to cells and mitochondria and other organelles throughout the entire body, such that they touch every cell and every organelle in the body. And we took advantage of native principles. We took advantage of the fact that lipids exist in a state of dynamic equilibrium. That's what I was referring to a moment ago when I said that, you know, if you take fats from a heart cell, then the liver cell will donate some of its fats to equalizing concentration. And this principle of dynamic equilibrium takes place across the entire body. So what we do, and what is lipid replacement therapy? Lipid replacement therapy is the name that the scientific and medical journals give to this technology. And what it means is that we provide exogenously, meaning from the diet, we provide these lipids exogenously, and they are taken up in the gastrointestinal mucosa. And as those cells increase in concentration of these lipids, they start distributing them to other cells that have less of a concentration. And one of the hallmarks of getting older is that you lose the ability to repair your own cell membranes and your own mitochondrial membranes. It's one of the reasons that people get tired. And so what this technology does is it takes it from the diet and replaces these bad membrane cells with new healthy virgin phosphoglycolipids. Now, I don't want to get too complicated, so let me restate this. All of the cells and mitochondria and organelles of the body have around them or through them this double layer of highly specialized fats called phosphoglycolipids. Very much like a shirt. A cotton shirt has the same fabric, whether the shirt's red, blue, pink, it all has the same fabric. Now, it will have different logos, for example. Well, as these shirts will have a different logo from one shirt to the next, your liver cell and your heart cell and your lung cell, et cetera, will have different proteins and different carbohydrates that might be peculiar to the function of those cells. But they all have the same cotton fabric, or more precisely, the same lipid bilayer that makes up the similar to the shirt. It has always had the same cotton fabric, although it might have a different logo, might have a different color. It is still the same fabric. And in the human body, all of the cells and all of the organelles inside the cell have this similar fabric. And the fabric in that case is these phosphoglycolipids, which NT factor provides in an undigested fashion. And you can look at them like virgin lipids, not oxidized, and we get them into the cell membrane matrix, which is the lipid bilayer. And once they're into the lipid bilayer, they're separate from the bloodstream, and they will transfer to cells throughout the entire body such that they will touch every cell and every organelle throughout the body, thereby replacing what is old and dying and oxidized parts of a membrane with new, healthy, vital phospholipids. And so as you see in the case of the cancer patient that you had, this returns the energy-producing mechanism and many of the transport and detoxification processes of the cell back to normal.
And so, yeah, that kind of accounts for its universal action, because it's not targeted to one specific organ. It's not for heart, for brain. It sort of works on all the cells and therefore goes to wherever repair may be necessary.
Dr. Hoppe, it's universal in two ways. It's universal that it works across the board, whether, you know, to all the cells in the body. It's also universal that it works at any moment in time during a person's life. Because the process to absorb these, if the person is alive and breathing and has circulation, the properties that are present that are needed to absorb these will work whether they're 104 or whether they're 4, and any time in between. Because it's a natural process of an electrochemical gradient that exists between these lipids and the cell membranes that cause them to integrate together. And once they integrate together, then the concentration of lipids in that particular cell will increase. And once it increases, it will then start trying to distribute itself to other cells because they're trying to equal themselves in concentration. So if you can visualize this in your mind, the first two cells, well, you fill one cell with these phospholipids, and they have many more phospholipids than the next cell that it's touching. So they're going to try to equalize in concentration. But once they start doing that, there's a third cell that's adjoining the second cell. And so it starts moving to there and on and on and on throughout the entire body. And the reason it moves is because of natural principles. One, that fats exist in a state of dynamic equilibrium, meaning they're always trying to equal themselves in concentration. And the phosphoglycolipids that we use have special electrical properties. They retain both a positive and negative charge.
They're polar. They're polar, in other words.
They're polar, right?
Okay.
And they also have a characteristic where they'll orientate themselves such that they have a water-loving side to them and a fat-loving side to them. And that forces them into a certain type of structure, which the cell membrane also has these same characteristics, much like soldiers in formation. And so these lipids will force themselves into that as long as they're not digested by the gastrointestinal environment. And we developed and we patented a methodology whereby we were able to protect this from digestion. And we have not only patented it, but we've proven that this works in 11 different clinical trials in a variety of scenarios, both in a multivitamin by itself and in many different circumstances, from the most fatigued and the most chemically challenged, such as chemotherapy patients, to people that are just severely fatigued for no definable reason whatsoever. And it worked for them very well. One of the most recent trials we did was on chronic fatigue and Lyme disease, and we took a group of patients that had fatiguing issues for more than, you know, that were proven for more than 15 years. And they had seen a variety of physicians for their fatigue without resolution for quite a number of years. And we were able to relieve their fatigue dramatically with statistical significance. And these were Lyme patients, chronic fatigue syndrome patients, Gulf War syndrome patients. And it was very successful. In fact, I believe you used a product there. That was one of the products that we use with NT Factor.
And that is the, which one is that, Propax Gold?
Well, that's the product is Provite that we were talking about with the chemotherapy patient.
Okay.
Healthy Aging is the product that we use with the patients I was just describing.
Indeed.
So that was NT Factor by itself.
Okay, right, exactly. Because NT Factor, we can get to this later, but you incorporate it in a variety of products. By the way, you can find the list of products at ntfactor.com. Plus, there's a really a handy diagram that helps you visualize what John Casey was just talking about in terms of the structure of the lipid bilayer and the effect that lipid replacement therapy has on the lipid bilayer. There's scientific diagrams that explain that. So who is likely to benefit from NT Factor? Do you have to be broken down, debilitated to get a benefit?
Well, there's a number of benefits from NT Factor, and the reality is that everyone will benefit from lipid replacement therapy. And so let me explain lipid replacement therapy in the easiest, most understandable way. In the membranes throughout our body, as we get older, we lose the ability to repair lipids in the membrane that become oxidized. They become essentially dead regions on the surface of a membrane. So, and the person loses the energy to drive the replacement of those lipids. Lipid replacement is the provisional replacement of these oxidized lipids with healthy young vital lipids. So that's lipid replacement therapy explained in a nutshell. There's the idea that the body can't fix its own oxidized lipids occurs when the volume of antioxidants that are produced by the person is overwhelmed by the amount of free radicals that the person produces.
Mm-hmm. In fact, by the way, one of the tests that we use to assess whether a person is in trouble vis-a-vis free radicals is, it's called a lipid peroxide test, which, fancy, word, but the explanation is that your lipids have been oxidized or damaged. That's a very sensitive test for the free radical status of a person or their antioxidant defenses. And when their antioxidant defenses give out, their lipids get fried, so to speak. They get structurally damaged and they become ineffective lipids.
Yes, most people don't realize that much of their antioxidants are produced inside the membranes of the body, in particular inside the bilayer membranes of the mitochondria. This is where glutathione is produced, catalase is produced, and other antioxidants. And as a person reaches into their late teens, early 20s, the volume of antioxidants that are self-produced and endogenously produced are start being offset by the amount of free radicals that are produced by their own energy processes. And if a person understands a combustion engine and that, if they just understand their car, which is a combustion engine, that it has exhaust, well, when you produce energy inside the body, you also have exhaust and it's free radicals. And so as the person gets into their late teens, early 20s, and then throughout the rest of their life, they start producing less antioxidants in contrast to the free radicals that they're producing. So when a person is young and energetic and early on in life, the antioxidants that they produce, the catalase, the glutathione, etc., will neutralize any free radicals that are produced as a result of trying to produce ATP, energy. It's a normal process that occurs, and the free radicals are a normal process of energy metabolism. But for some reason, the the amount of free radicals overwhelms the antioxidant production, and when that happens, they start spilling out of the membrane, and they essentially become super powerful free radicals that in turn injure the membrane and drive the oxidation of membrane fats, and they also do other damage, such as damage to the mitochondrial DNA and other issues. And so NT factor therapy or lipid replacement therapy actually inhibits and reverses that. And so this is a structure function claim. This is not a disease claim. What we have proven in clinical research, and we proved this in two different trials, one with animals and one with humans, was that we could stop, for all practical purposes, that degeneration of membrane. In animals, we were able to show that we could stop that. If we interfered in the middle of their life period, we could inhibit that degradation of membrane throughout the rest of their life. In humans, we had, because you have different constraints, we showed that in a 70-year-old population, a population of people from 55 to 95 in that particular trial, but they had an average age of 70, we showed that we could restore the membrane health in that population to slightly better than a 29-year-old control group that we had. This control group were people that were in the university system where we were doing this testing, and they were all tested and evaluated to make sure they were in reasonably good health for their age and so forth. So the point is, and this is a healthy population, by the way, of older people. They just had a loss of energy, a loss of membrane function and energy function, mitochondrial function. They had a loss that was normal for their age group. And so what we did is we took this population with an average age of 70, and we restored their membrane health and their mitochondrial function to normal for 30-year-olds. And that's an extraordinary thing. So to take it a step further, we also showed that if the person stayed on NT factor, whether he used it in a multivitamin or used it in an antioxidant formula or however he used it, he would maintain that improved mitochondrial membrane function benefit so long as he stayed on a moderate amount of the NT factor nutrition. And that was an extraordinary set of results. And that's been paralleled. The individuals involved in the study also got a parallel sense of revitalization of energy and so forth that mirrored the pathological tests, the pathology tests showing that there's improved membrane function. That was an objective test, but the subjective material matched the objective material there. So that was a really very successful trial.
Well, that's very exciting, so that we can generally consider it working on an anti-aging basis, maybe also a disease-specific basis, because many diseases involve degenerative changes around energy production, membrane dysfunction. This is a good point at which to pause, because we generally divide our podcast into two parts. The subject is NT factor and lipid replacement therapy. We're talking to John Casey, who is the originator of NT factor, and chairman, CEO, president, whatever, of Nutritional Therapeutics, which is a company that makes products incorporating NT factor and other innovative products. And we'll talk a little bit more about issues related to NT factor and some of the innovative forms in which it's made available in just a moment. Please stay with us and turn to side two. Actually, don't turn to side two, because we're not talking about 78 RPM radio players. We're in the electronic age, so just go to part two of today's podcast. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.